All right, we'll move along to California coach Sonny Dykes, and the Golden Bears are home hosting Sacramento State. And we'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star one. Your first question comes from the line of Steve Mims, the Register Guard.
After last season, how important was it not just to win the opener, but to do it on the road against a Big 12 team that had gotten you last year, or a Big 10 team?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was, you know, I think that we had so many things go wrong last season. You know, I don't know if that was really an indication of kind of what was going on, but, you know, like Bill Parcells always says, you are what your record says you are. So, you know, we clearly weren't very good, and so it was good for us to have a chance to improve, you know, against a good Northwestern team. I mean, that team had, you know, 19 listed starters coming back. They had a couple of injuries and stuff, but, you know, that was a team that at one point last season was, I believe, in the top 15 in the country, and with 19 returning starters. So, you know, we felt like going into the ball game that you know, they're a good football team. They're hard to beat at home. They're a team that doesn't beat themselves, and we felt like it was the kind of team, you know, that we had to have a lot of grit to have an opportunity to beat. And to our players' credit, I thought they prepared very well. I thought they played hard. You know, we got off to a fast start, which helped, and then we were kind of just trying to hang on at the end, but we made enough plays down the stretch to get it done. So, you know, I think because of all those reasons, it was certainly a good start for us.
What did you see from your team that was different from last year?
Well, everything. I mean, everything was different. You know, we were physically better. You know, we were stronger. We were in better condition. We were much more mentally tougher. You know, obviously we could execute better. You know, we had a 19-play scoring drive to open the game. We did not have an offensive penalty at all during the first game. You know, last year we had a hard time, you know, executing at any kind of level at all. And so, you know, we felt like that you know, our guys were prepared. Like I said, had a great mindset, and we just needed to go execute. And I thought we executed very well early. And then, you know, we've got to learn to keep our focus a little more than we did and finish a game.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
So, Sonny, how do you get your guys to get their feet back on the ground? I mean, it must have been such a relief to post such a big win over of a quality foe.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, our guys were really excited. They had worked hard, and I wanted them to be excited. And you know, I wanted them to – they invested a lot, you know, from last fall, and they did a lot of it, you know, just kind of on faith. And so it was good to see some kind of tangible results based on the work that they put in. You know, we came back on Sunday and practiced, and we had a really good practice. Our guys came back focused. You know, we talked about the game, the positives and negatives, and then we moved on quickly. And, you know, we know we have to get ready for Sacramento State. I think all our players around here know that, I mean, we're 2 weeks out from being labeled the worst, you know, Power 5 conference football team in the country. So I pointed that out to our guys. I think one of the national reporters said that about our team. And so, I mean, we're still 1 week away from being that team. And so I think that was a good reality check for our guys. And so, you know, we're going to come back today, have a good first day of prep as we start getting ready for Sac State. And our guys know that you know, we better be focused. And the reason we played well is because we prepared well and we were focused. We didn't just go out there and overwhelm them with athletes or anything. So we've got a small margin for error, and I think they understand that, and we got to perform at a high level.
What were you unhappy with on defense?
You know, not much, honestly. You know, we dropped an interception. We had a potential interception that we've got to do a better job of catching that ball. You know, we let them have some sustain some drives there at the end of the ball game, but we made them earn everything they got. You know, we were up 31-7, and then they scored, make it 31-14, then we turned it right back over to them. And then they scored on a big play. I was a little disappointed about the big play after the turnover, after sudden change. I know that's something Coach Kaufman really emphasizes with the defense is you know, the importance of that next series after you turn it over, after that sudden change. But, you know, we held them to a field goal after that, and they made some big plays down the stretch. And, you know, I thought we played a lot of guys. I mean, we played 16 freshmen in the ballgame. You know, we played a lot of new faces. You know, Art asked all the guys yesterday in a defensive meeting, or on Sunday, rather, everybody that in the room that played in that game, that played the same position in a college football game last year, and there were three guys in the room that stood up. So, you know, guys are playing a lot of different positions. It's a lot of players coming back off of injuries that hadn't played. It's a lot of new junior college players, freshmen. So for the first time out, I thought they performed at a really high level.
Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Cal Goon, Salt Lake Tribune.
Coach, a lot of folks have been talking about Jared Goff, obviously, and he had a good game. But what about Jalen Jefferson and how he's kind of played a leadership role in the defense? What have you kind of seen? What did you see out of him this week?
Yeah, I was really impressed with him. I mean, he's a different player than he was a year ago. You know, he's you know, physically he's stronger and bigger. You know, I think his you know, he's triggering much faster. That's the thing that you watch. You put the film on with him, and you know he recognized plays, ran to the football well, played with good fundamentals, tackled well. He made a couple of really big plays. I mean, obviously the interception at the end of the game was big. He had a sack on the last drive as well. He had a pass that he knocked loose. They got us on a wheel route, and he recovered and knocked a ball away from a running back. That was a big play in the ball game, forced him to kick a field goal instead of scoring a touchdown. And he really, you know, really thought he played well. You know, was active, was around the ball, and played with a lot of confidence. And as I said, I felt like he was, you know, really prepared well. I think he had done a nice job of getting himself ready to play. And we need him to play well. It's a good start for him.
Just as a quick follow-up, where do you kind of see his potential? I mean, is he a guy we'll be talking about for the NFL in a year or two?
You know, I think that's a long way off, but I think he certainly, you know, certainly played well Saturday. And you know, if he can continue to improve and play with consistency, then, you know how that stuff goes. I think, he'll have a chance eventually down the road.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Any further questions for Coach?
And there's no questions at this time.
All right.
Thank you.
That'll do it for you, son. Thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
Okay,
we'll see you.